Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Renee Aldana joined the Channel 27 news team here in the Mad City in April of this year. She's an LA native. Renee is a graduate of our rivalry in the Big Ten, Michigan State University, and Renee has worked for Fox Sports, NBC Sports, ESPN, NASCAR, and even the Big Ten Network. And now a multimedia journalist at Channel 27, Renee spends her workday looking for stories about people in our neighborhood and covering the news of the day wherever it might happen. Renee Aldana, Donna, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me. I am so excited to be here.
You know, as a newbie to Madison, we have to start with food because Madison, it is a foodie town. Mm-hmm. Where do you like to go to eat in Madison?
Yeah, so Fresh Mart is an international market over on University Avenue.
Oh,
that place is amazing.
I love their food.
Oh my gosh. They've got a whole bakery area, which I am a pastries girl.
Yeah.
They get down.
What's your favorite pastry?
Baklava.
Oh.
And they have got many different kinds of baklava.
Wow.
So, I just had their chocolate milk, whatever, baklava.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
So
like the
good.
Extra milk really added to it, I think.
A chocolate milk baklava.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a great place. We have to get there sometime. If Terry brings us some pastries and we get some from over there, we're going to be stocked up here.
Oh, yeah.
Renee, your backstory, it must include sports, right? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and you know how you got to the university and...
Yeah. So I'm the oldest of 8 kids.
Wow.
So there is a lot of us. I'm also I'm the oldest. So they kind of did their own thing. And growing up, I did get into sports. I played volleyball, basketball, softball. I did track. So I kept myself busy. That was kind of like how I found my community was through playing sports. Mm. Nobody else in my family really did. But once COVID hit and everybody was held inside, that was kind of how I connected with other people and decided that I wanted to go back to school. I didn't go right out of college.
Oh, I
took
see.
Some years off.
Okay.
So during COVID, you know, I'm watching a Chargers football game. Justin Herbert comes out and I was like, okay, I want to be on those sidelines now. So
Wow. That's
what I did. I went back to school. My mom was born in Pontiac, so Michigan State it was. I was
okay.
Accepted in like 2 days. So,
because you're from LA, right?
I am from LA. Yeah, I did 2 years of community college. So that saved me tons of money with out-of-state tuition.
Yep.
And then I transferred to Michigan State, and it was honestly the best decision I could have ever made in my life. It was so great to be there and to experience what the Midwest sports are like, because it's different in California. People don't really pay attention to college sports like they do here.
So, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You talk about UCLA or USC.
Yeah.
People don't really know, but you mentioned... I'm just going to say Michigan State because I don't even want to give anybody else any credit. So you mentioned Michigan State and people are going to talk, you know, so it is different here. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. And how was it going from LA to, you know, the Midwest, the upper Midwest there almost in Lansing?
Yeah, it was so different. I mean, the weather is the first thing, right? When it starts to get cold, I would look outside and I'm like, oh yeah, easily 60 degrees. I walk outside and it's 40 and I am not dressed properly. And I've been here 3 years and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but after a long winter, 40 degrees can be balmy.
Right? Yeah. By the end of the winter, I'm like 40 degrees, tank top and sandals.
Right.
But once it starts getting to 60, when we're coming into fall, I'm like, oh, I am Californian because I am freezing. I'm in a turtleneck and scared for the winter months. Yes, yes, definitely.
What would you tell young people who wanted to get into journalism and news broadcasting?
It's a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You think that you want to be a reporter, but you really only see like 5% of what we do.
Uh-huh.
95% is editing and research and a lot of other things go into it. And it can be kind of heavy too. So I think making sure that this is really what you want to do, figuring out why you're passionate about it and sticking to that. And then also just being really conscious of your mental health and taking breaks when you need it, knowing when to take something and when to leave it is really important in this industry for sure.
Now, do you play musical instruments at all?
You know, I used to play the violin, okay. but that was in third grade. So I was really good, but unfortunately I had to move away and I wasn't able to stick to it. Mm-hmm. But my dad plays the guitar, the piano, and all of his family does. So when we get together, they'll play, they'll sing. I can't sing for my life, but I'll jam out. I'll do a little finger movement, you know, but can't catch me singing.
So music's been in your life. You were an intern for NBC Sports last year for the Summer Olympics in Paris. And talk about working at the NBC headquarters to cover the Olympics. And that was in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I was in Connecticut. It was at their headquarters. So a lot of the people who actually call the sports for the Olympics aren't actually on site. They're in a little sound booth in Connecticut.
I guess we don't know the vaccine, do we?
No, not at all. So a lot of those people are actually in Connecticut. One person, for instance, Ryan Scheckler, skateboarder, right? Everybody knows Ryan Scheckler, or if not, they need to get themselves familiar with Ryan Scheckler.
Life of Scheckler, MTV. He had his own show. It was very important to me in high school, I will say.
Yes, okay. Yes. Thank you.
He's really tough to look at. It's tough.
Well, speaking of looking at him, you're in the headquarters and you're grabbing lunch in the cafeteria and he's just walking by casually. It's like, this is kind of awesome. You're also seeing a lot of the events before the world gets to see it. So we're watching like the 100-meter and cheering on Noah and we get to see it all before everybody else does. The higher-ups are like telling us that we need to quiet down because we're cheering super loud. It's the Olympics, you know? So yeah, you kind of, you have to bring that energy. Well, it's only once every 4 years, so...
Wow, that's incredible. What sporting moment have you covered that you'll never forget?
Tom Izzo's 700th win.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. The Breslin Center is incredible, but you throw in a 700th win for Tom Izzo, and it is just unlike anything you've ever seen before.
For
it
our
was
listeners
amazing.
Who don't know Tom Izzo, who is it?
Tom Izzo is the Michigan State basketball coach. He currently has the most wins in the Big Ten. And I do have to say that just to make that clear, because Wisconsin does fall not too far behind, but they are behind.
Okay.
So Tom Izzo is our guy. He needs keys to the city. He is pretty much Michigan State. He's been there for a very long time. So to see 700 wins for him there was just incredible. I couldn't think of anybody who would deserve it more. He's a great guy.
What did the crowd do when the last second ticked off?
Oh, scream. Yeah, screaming. The student section is insane, but they also gave out tons of 700 win posters. So everybody was raising these posters up. People are all on the courts and he's doing his interview and you just see everybody cheering him on, all the players around him. You can tell how much they really love him. Yeah. So it was just a surreal moment for me to be there because I know so many people who grew up just admiring Michigan State, and for me to come in from California and to just kind of be able to experience that moment, but almost like an outsider since I didn't grow up in the area, but just to watch it play out was just incredible. Like I said, it's not like Southern California. It's very different here.
Well, tell us about moving to Madison to become a media journalist for Channel 27 News Team. Madison and Michigan State aren't that different kind of cities, right? Tell us about coming here to Madison.
Yeah, it actually took me a year to get this job after I graduated. Wow. So it was a little rocky, you know. Yeah. I was applying all over the country, mm-hmm. just kind of wherever I land. Mm-hmm. And this is where I ended up landing. Yeah, it's only about 8 hours away from my family for a drive, so that's really nice. But coming here, I didn't really know what to expect. It's amazing. The people here are incredible. I get to meet all different kinds of people in the community here in Madison and the surrounding areas. And everybody has been so welcoming. And coming from California, I probably say that I'm from California a little bit too much. And it, you know, everybody's just still nice. I have some questions that might sound a little off, but everybody has been so kind. And the area, being able to drive around and see all the water or farms, or water and farms, it's like a dream come true. I feel like I'm living in a movie.
So do you say bubbler or water fountain?
Oh, I've never heard bubbler.
That's only in Milwaukee.
What? Yeah.
I thought that was a Wisconsin thing.
I also say
soda. I
haven't
heard anywhere else.
Yeah, I've never heard bubbler before.
Oh, that's we call it, where's the bubbler? What is your favorite part of working as a media journalist?
I think getting to do something new every day, being in news, I didn't actually grow up watching news, so I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. But yeah, every day is something different. Mm-hmm. I have 8 hours and I learn so much and I squeeze it all into a minute and 30 seconds and then go to bed and do it again the next day. So it's nice because it's a huge variety of things. You never know what you're going to be covering.
It's like, well, what interview moment will you never forget? Here in Madison.
Oh, that's so hard because I've done so many stories, but I would have to say, just because I am a sports person, I got to cover the AmFam golf celebrity foursome, and Justin Herbert was one of the celebrities.
Oh, really?
And he's the reason why I went back to college. So that was a very surreal moment. I felt like I could retire, but I feel like I have more important things to do. But that was definitely probably top moment in Madison. Yeah.
What's a moment that you've like watched that you were like, is so sticks in your head, just even as growing up on, not even on the news, but yeah, like I can think about different sports moments growing up that I'm like, oh my gosh, that like ignited a passion. So like, what's something that made you be like, I'm going to do that someday?
Yeah. Well, that Herbert game was the reason why I went back to school. But I think being at Michigan State and actually getting to work the sidelines of a lot of those games was kind of like reassuring me that this is exactly what I wanted to do, feeling the energy of the crowds. Also, Michigan State, across the board, their sports programs are all winning programs.
Yeah.
Their soccer teams won recently. Their tennis teams are doing phenomenal. Basketball, I'll leave out football. But there's a lot of other sports that I'm forgetting. Cross country, track, everybody does so well. Yeah. So it didn't matter if I was in that football stadium or if I was covering tennis where not many people showed up. The energy of the people that were there, all of that was just amazing to be able to be a part of.
Now, what's coming up in your future? You have a podcast, and how do we follow you online?
Yeah, so I mostly use Instagram. My Instagram is my first and my last name. It's Renee Aldana. And then I am going to be starting a podcast. I'm super excited about that. I should be posting it next Tuesday.
Oh.
So very excited. Yeah. Oh. It's going to be a little bit sports, a little bit life, growth, strengthening. I'm excited.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see your new podcast. That'll be awesome. Renee Aldana from the Channel 27 news team. Thank you so much for taking the time to come to our studio tonight above State Street and chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's kind of keep with a Madison theme. Right now, I have a song for you guys from Elizabeth Mary. Now, she was outside of Wisconsin. She was in Iowa, and then she moved to Madison here. Met Paul Schluter at Megatone Studios while they were recording this very song. This is Meet Me in Madison. Elizabeth Mary, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.